Now, the Midwest Family Player of the Week, sponsored by Sturgis Banking Center, MailMax, and Visual Performance Center.
Hey everybody, this is Jordan Jensen with WSJM Sports, and I am here with this week's Midwest Family Player of the Week, Ryan Young, a senior from Buchanan High School, who stars on the basketball court, especially last week. Listen to these performances. Against Constantine, 21 points and 13 rebounds, and you probably think, okay, yeah, that's a good night. Just wait. Then against Michigan Lutheran, he had 41 points and 25 rebounds, and then against Berrien Springs, he only had 31 points and 21 rebounds. And, all three wins for Buchanan as well. Ryan, man, what a week. I mean, that is amazing. 31 points and 20 rebounds. Well, 19.6 rebounds a game. But in Matthew Roundup, right, that's what I was taught. So I'll give you 20 rebounds a game. That is like Wilt Chamberlain level of stat lines. Are these sort of performances like, I don't want to say normal, but is this something that you've kind of done in the past or what?
I have in AU basketball. I averaged 16 points, but just doing high school feels really good. And not just good for me, but good for the team also.
Right, absolutely. And I want to key in real quick on your rebounds because I have not seen this so far. I mean, I've only been doing this for this year, but this is absolutely amazing. I mean, to average 20 rebounds in a week for over three games is amazing. So when I see something like this, I think, okay, it's one of two things, right? Either this guy is 7 feet tall playing against middle schoolers, basically, or he absolutely just out-hustles and out-wills everyone to the ball. Which one do you think it is for you?
I would like to say it's the hustle and just positioning and timing is all key components to grabbing rebound.
Absolutely. And where does that hustle come from for you? I mean, it's got to come from somewhere because this is an abnormal amount of hustle. This is amazing. Where does it come from?
I would say growing up, I used to play my older brother in basketball, so I had to hustle for every rebound point to get.
Yeah, absolutely. And you told me that your brother played basketball too, right? And he was quite the player as well, right?
Yes, he was.
Where did he play at Buchanan?
He played at Buchanan. He was a varsity player for, I believe, 3 years. And he played his first college at Holy Cross and transferred up to Alma.
Okay, awesome. Now, yeah, having a brother 2 years older than you playing basketball, right? Growing up, yeah, you got to fight for everything because you know he doesn't want you to score at all. So, yeah, that makes sense that that's where it comes from. Is there an art to it too? Like, I mean, because you have to put such an emphasis on it, right? Like, there's got to be more than just effort. You have to really key in on this and practice this.
Yeah, I'd say the art behind it is just timing and knowing where the ball is going to be. If it's coming from the left side, you know, you got to get to the weak side and box out first, then get the ball.
Right. Now, okay, so rebounding, amazing. Offensively, you're no slouch either. 31 points a game last week. What would you say is the key to your offensive game or to strength?
I'd say some strengths is that I'm a 6'5 guard that can bring up the ball and well, I mean, the teammates can give me the ball whenever also. If I have a mismatch in the paint, they're looking to feed me. I respect them for that.
Right. And 6'5 guard, that kind of almost sounds like Kevin Durant in a way, right? Like 7 foot, but has the guard skills. So, okay, I see. So you can do a lot of different things on the offensive side of the ball. You had 41 points against Constantine. Now, that's the fourth highest in Buchanan history. That's got to feel pretty cool, right?
It feels great. I mean, it feels better to get the win for the team and just have that record. It's nice to have.
Right. Now, when did you kind of feel like, okay, I got something cooking here a little bit more than usual and I can do something special?
Just during warm-ups, I felt like I had it the game, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, sometimes you just feel it. Now, what about on the flip side? What are maybe some weaknesses of your game? Or maybe not weaknesses, but like, hey, I really want to work on this in the offseason.
I would love to improve my late ball turnovers, like late game turnovers, because, I mean, everybody, including myself, can work on those and just, you know, not getting pushed too hard on the offensive end. So
yeah, okay, no, that makes sense. And now your coach told me a little bit about you having an injury last season. Tell me a little bit about what happened.
Last season during the second game of the season. I broke my ankle, tore a lot of ligaments in there, and I was projected out for 8 to 9 months. So,
okay. And when did you start feeling like yourself again?
Late July, I would say. I started getting back on the court more and getting my game ready for the season to come.
Okay. Now, that had to have been hard, right? Junior season, you know, you think you're going to have a really good year, and then boom, the second game of the year, you're out for the year. Tell me how hard it was to have to sit on the bench and watch your guys the rest of the year.
I mean, it was a rude awakening, but I love supporting my team and watching them go as far as they did. I was still glad to be a part of the team, even though I wasn't there on the court.
Now, is that maybe fueling your hustle a little bit this season as well, knowing that, man, I missed a whole year of this, and I only got 1 year left in this jersey at least. So you think that adds a little fuel to the fire?
I would say totally does, because missing out on a whole season is just tough, especially in high school.
Yep, especially in high school. You know, you only get 4 years. So, and now this year, you come back, and the team, it looks like, just look at the schedule here, a loss to Coloma, Berrien Springs, Union City, Three Rivers, and a win against Bridgman, and then another loss to Niles. So that is 1-5 to start the year. Not a good start. Not an ideal start. But you guys have really rallied the troops. 6 straight wins now to get above 500. What have you guys been doing differently? I mean, what has been the reason for this hot streak?
I think the team in general is just, we've been closing more games out. Like the 5 losses we had, except Coloma, we've been losing by single digits. It just comes down to wire, and the team closing the game is just, it's a good feeling right there to keep the 6-game win streak going.
Absolutely. And sometimes when you're in that rut, sometimes you just need one win, right? And then, all right, now we won a close one, we got the monkey off our back, and now we're feeling better. So I'm glad to see you guys have riding the ship and are on a hot streak, and I hope you guys continue it. Now, outside of you playing basketball, are you a big basketball fan?
I am a big basketball fan. Not too much of the NBA, but more of a college level.
Okay, and who do you root for in college?
I love watching Michigan State. Ever since I was a kid growing up, I watched Michigan State basketball.
Okay, yeah. I'm a Michigan fan, so we're no longer friends. But so are there any maybe inspirations that you watched growing up at Michigan State, or not really, just you just really love watching them?
A big Michigan State player that's in the league now is Draymond Green. I mean, he's had hustle and he contributor, and it's fun to watch him play.
Absolutely, and he is like all heart and all hustle. So, I mean, he's obviously a talented player, but as compared to the rest of the guys in the NBA, he's probably one of the least talented. But he's one of the most valuable players because of his heart and his hustle and his IQ too. He's a really smart player, so that's a great inspiration to have for anybody out there. And so you guys won 6 in a row, ride the ship above 500. What's the goal for the rest of the season?
I would say the goal is to win conference and just start winning more games. Keep the streak alive.
Just keep it going. All right, that's good to hear. Ryan, thank you for talking with me today. Good luck the rest of the season. Congrats on the great play this season. All right, and good luck, all right?
Thank you.
The Midwest Family Player of the Week is sponsored by Sturgis Banking Center, with 2 new St. Joseph locations, downtown and Cleveland Avenue, member FDIC and equal housing lender. By MailMax and Visual Performance Center, specializing in advanced visual training, Stonegate in St. Joe.